100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Have you noticed the new logo? Isn't it cool? Well, if you haven't, let me know. I'll check into the feed for that service. I know that Apple iTunes is having a bit of an issue. We'll get it worked out. Anyway, the topic for the weekly challenge this week is Riot of Color. We got a bunch of stories in on the topic of Riot of Color. Let's go ahead and listen to them.
Good morning, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called The Bully. Her bruises bloomed with a riot of colour across her face. Purple and blue blended with a jaundiced tinge beneath her eyeball. What a night. It was the first time the neighbours had intervened. The police said they didn't get involved in domestic disputes and left when no one needed hospital attention. She didn't know where they'd go from here. Changing the locks hadn't helped previously. She wondered about leaving, but would miss the children. She looked in the mirror at her beaten-up face. He'd never retaliated before. At least she only hit him where the bruises didn't show. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And I got two stories for you tonight, called Story 1 and Story 2. Story 1's from last week. In its day, Live Aid was a real big deal. And it was in the days of VHS. I recorded the whole thing on a number of tapes, each carefully labeled. Fast forward to the day I got married. Total chaos, lots of people circling in cars around a shifting center point. One of these folks was the person willing to do the video. He needed a tape to record on. So he got hold of tape 15 of my Live Aid tapes. He used it to record the wedding, but the camera input failed. No wedding and a hole in my Live Aid tape. Story 2. Frank was somewhat normal. Job, eating habits, selection of friends, and most of his hobbies. He did have one odd habit. He loved to sit in large vats of paint. Had 16 barrels of different colors. Built a crane that lowered him in and out of each color. It took 4 hours. When finished, Frank was a riot of color. His wife would wrap him in a bolt of white canvas, toss him in a wheelbarrow, tip him over the edge of a hill. 1 foot on the canvas, down the hill rolled Rainbow Frank. Sold them for a fortune. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 898 with the prompt Riot of Color. I have to do this fast because the grandkids keep coming in and out, and I don't want them in the background. So here we go. Once they were at the river's edge and out of sight, Bilbert, Linolia Amanda, and Sabrina joined hands and flew downstream. They crossed back to the highway, passing flocks of sheep, and eventually coming upon the small town of Ferndale. The main street was lined with Victorian houses. The rising sun reflected off myriad stained glass windows, creating a riot of color, distracting the three from the danger waiting at the edge of town. An elderly woman stepped into the road ahead of them, aimed a confetti cannon, and pulled the cord. A riot of color blasted them from the air. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
It was entirely by accident I embarked on my new career, serial killer to contemporary artist, in one simple step. My last killing was rather messy. Blood, guts, and gore everywhere, and body parts strewn all over the floor. It hadn't quite gone to plan. It was supposed to be a simple throttling in a dark alleyway. But an unexpected change of plan meant it was indoors, and a little bit gory. Thankfully, it happened in an art gallery. Rather than clean up, I attached a small label. Riot of Color. Unknown artist. I sold it for a small fortune.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Out of the blue, he jumped from behind the giant canvas. Sword swallowing, a daring exhibition. He had to practice, right? Almost caught red-handed, he mumbled. And when they asked him questions, he chuckled. Oh, it wasn't me, officer. And they believed him, because he told them a harmless little white lie. The officer grinned. But then he was given 2 days to leave the circus. Why? Making a random passerby swallow a sword hardly seemed a good enough reason to be fired. The said passerby vanished into thin air, true, but still, well, their loss. A daring exhibition no more. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard. And this is my story on the topic Riot of Colour. It's called Proud. I had no idea at the time it was my big break. The editor tasked me with covering the gay pride parade, mainly because I was the most junior reporter. I wasn't exactly impressed, but determined to make the most of it. And to be fair, it was really quite impressive, with all the rainbow flags, outrageous outfits, and over-the-top makeup. Fun. Until they ran into the Black Lives Matter parade, who thought that they had right of way. Words and blows were exchanged, and it all descended into a brawl. Front page news. Headline: A Riot of Colour. That's my story. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When the Amazing Journey to Inner Space ride opened, thousands of guests boarded the conveyor of seats, showing them the journey through molecules and atoms. After hours, the employees lit up all the projectors in a riot of color, and lit up their joints and dropped acid. The speakers jamming the latest psychedelic rock. The wildest ride, a trip unlike any other, true to the name of the building. The park managers posted security guards to keep the employees from their after-hours drug trips. But the employees shared their drugs with the guards, and the amazing journey rolled on.
And there you have it, a bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of Riot of Color. Did you enjoy those stories? I sure did. And I know that I'll enjoy all the stories that you send in for the next weekly challenge, where the topic will be Split. So go ahead and start writing them, record them, and send them on in. Thank you all for being a part of this, and those of you who sent in comments, thank you. Those who didn't, you know who you are. Anyway, that's all for this week. I'll see y'all tomorrow with another George story, and so on, until the next weekly challenge. Until then, as always, keep it brief.